Hello and welcome.
It's a little off topic.
My brother has to help me remove my clothes. I proceeded to serenade his then fiance to "I Want to Know What Love Is" by Foreigner.
With Wiener 2.
My God, who wouldn't I mind getting on my knees for?
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
I had to pee, so I walk outside of the garage, unzip my zipper, kind of pull my schlong out a little bit, and I start pissing. And then right when I'm done, I realize my leg's feeling a little warm.
No.
And I didn't pull it out all the way.
Lurch!
The pee hole was like half outside of my... half outside of my jean, and another half was just being blocked by my jeans.
Grab a broom! Don't cost nothing.
I was in just wife beater and boxers. Like, yeah, it was bad news bears. Kind of the kicker was, though, that the boxers that I was wearing... they have on the back of them, it looks like there's a remote control wedged in the ass of them, and it says, "Where's the remote?"
And Andy two times.
And so I'm wandering around this hallway. People probably thought that I literally had the remote in my ass. I literally had the wiener in my ass.
Oh, goodness. Lurch's intro there. No editing.
None at all.
None whatsoever.
Yet highly inappropriate.
Somehow, some way. It is a little off topic. We are the big 2-1 today, gentlemen.
Happy 21st.
Yep.
Woo!
Of course, Lurch has been 21.
It's my birthday.
For 4 weeks.
About 15 times.
So it doesn't really matter for him. He's used to it at this stage. So I am Wiener 2. I am Rotten Tomato Stan / Fist with a Z. / Kyle / and then a Facebook suggestion, which is Winner 2, which doesn't make any sense. I guess however you want to look at it. If you want to call me Winner 2.
T-Bone. Don't forget about T-Bone.
T-Bone.
We're all winners here.
Douchey looking Kyle.
Oh.
Forgot about that one. That I forget. Who was that on the email? Oh, Timbo decided that was going to be the one he was going to go with.
Clooney is another one. Right?
Kyle Clooney and that everything with a beard. I walked in today. Three people said, "Hey, I didn't know you're going to be here today." I was like, "What do you mean? It's every Friday, you know?" They said, "Well, no, it's not every Friday that George Clooney walks into this building."
That's right.
I almost made out with you when you walked in the door.
Yeah. Lurch may have a semi-man crush.
You look like George Clooney and a homeless bum had a baby and then peed on it.
There it is. That's hurtful.
I gotta knock you down a peg.
That hurt.
A cute one.
Yeah.
A bum that people like.
For the second week in a row, and it feels like the first time ever. In studio here with, you know what? I'm sick of calling it a studio.
What?
It's a dungeon. It's a booth.
It's a cold dungeon.
Yeah,
dude.
It really. It's always cold. Mm-hmm. We have Lurch, also known as Movie Phone Joe.
It's me. 1-800 Movie Phone Joe. Call me up.
You have your own phone number?
Hell yeah, I have my own phone number.
And
I'll give you showtime.
And the originator of the nickname, Andy Two Times / Yeah Right Man / Fandango Rockwell.
Fandango.
No!
Whoa!
I wanted it this week!
Woof.
Yeah. You were thinking about it, and I thought about it in the hallway.
Oh, I gotcha. I beat you to it.
You forced it. Yeah. I don't like it.
Gentlemen, 21.
21.
Start your engines.
Lurch. Really? The word gentleman, you go to catchphrase!
Start your engine.
The email is asktheinterns@gmail.com. We've been talking about it for about a month now. We're not going to switch it. Who cares?
I'm doing it this week.
Okay.
MoviePhoneJoe@gmail.com.
That's what we should do. We'll have a show account of a little off topic at gmail.com. We each have our own individuals, Movie Phone Joe, Fandango Rockwell, and Rotten Tomato Stan. I don't know if Fandango Rockwell and Rotten Tomato Stan will fit in the amount of characters, but I guess we won't know until we tried.
Exactly.
So,
which we're not going to do that either.
Yeah, no, we already talked about that. Motivation's at an all-time low for this podcast.
Oh, good God.
So you can find the podcast and get it immediately from asktheinterns.podomatic.com. And also, while you're there, it'd be much appreciated if you look past the attractive female dancing on the banner and the classy cassette tapes on the outline to go ahead and hit us up on the tip jar. $1, $2, $30, $50, your life savings.
Ten cents. You know.
It all helps.
Yeah.
Sex. I don't know how it's going to pay for the pro account, but, I mean, Lurch isn't going to turn it down. Probably not Andy.
No.
I'm speaking for myself. I'm not.
That goes without saying.
That's hurtful.
Oh.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
Well, no, hit subscribe there. And our Podomatic's been taking a beating these last few weeks with our sporadic recording. So
thanks,
I blame. So I blame Andy's out of office crazy schedule and living as a stupid area of town. But, you know, you can't win them all. So, so go ahead and just hit us up there. And also, finally, the Facebook still booming, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Booming. 158.
I thought we were up to 240 something.
I don't know where you're reading that.
There's a corner somewhere.
I'm sure there is.
Figure it out, Wings
page. Yeah, that's right. We're encroaching on their 36,000.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
But if you find us there, we post additional stuff during the week, throughout the week. I guess it's the same expression.
Yeah.
But like last night, I posted a side-by-side of the potential beards that I'm going to be using. And do we want to talk about this now or do we want to hold off on it?
I don't care.
You know what? No, we're going to go in a different direction right now. But if you go ahead and friend us and like us on Facebook there, you'll get a little additional content. We were just talking about how we're going to try to shoot some videos around here. And I have a photo I have to upload immediately when we're done recording. So hopefully you can look at that as I mention it right now. But first of all, what we're going to talk about, I walked in today and I couldn't believe it. There were banners up here in the studio here in the station and of a holiday.
Yes, that's true.
I couldn't believe it. And I forgot my commemorative T-shirt.
Yep.
You know, that are for like $4 at Target.
Well, it's not something you're going to see on CNN or any of the big
and you know what?
News
isn't
stations.
That exactly what's wrong
that's
with America?
What a little off topic is for.
Andy, what is it today?
Today, ladies and gentlemen, put on your hats.
Can I wear yours?
National.
Andy, you know we're all naked. Hats would be uncomfortable.
Well, naked except for the hats. National Punctuation Day.
Woo!
Hell yeah, yo.
The day.
I do declare.
The week of our 21st episode. It is also National Punctuation Day. And now we've been able to find out. I guess it's pretty well known around the U.S. I don't know, but there are actually some things that you can do at home to commemorate for National Punctuation Day.
I'm excited.
I don't know if any of you know this, and this is an actual list.
Physically excited, like aroused.
Jeff Rubin, the
caught
founder.
Andy off guard.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say to that. He has a list here of these are actual real things that you can do to celebrate National Punctuation Day, and the first one is my personal favorite, lady. Wait, we got a show of hands. What's up?
Just one quick question.
W-dose?
This is a side note, and I didn't want to interrupt, but on his business cards, do you think like he puts Jeff Rubin, founder, National Punctuation Day?
I know I would, because I'm pretty sure that he doesn't have much of claim to fame to anything else. Yeah. Have you seen here? Let me just show you a picture of this filthy mongrel.
Oh, look at this. Oh!
Look at that Gomer.
He's wearing a tank top.
He's wearing a sleeveless
with
shirt.
With a year.
With a giant
2000.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Stupid grin on his face.
We'll
he's
go ahead and
pointing at a misspelled road sign. Now, he's from, where is it? National Punctuation Day founder Jeff Rubin and a health club in Newport, Kentucky.
Yeah, take that, Kentucky.
Should we give out his toll-free number?
That's not.
Let's not do that.
Well, I'm going to go
ahead. Look like this
he doesn't
guy
even
grow up.
We'll have to post this to the Facebook immediately. So if you want to find this, go to the Facebook and you'll be able to locate it there.
Ironically, I always wanted to know what rock bottom looks like. And Jeff Rubin.
You know, when I think of the word founder, I think of guys, you know, Ben Franklin and, you
Thomas
know, they're
Jefferson.
Yeah, distinguished apparel. Mm-hmm. What I don't think of is butch lesbian haircuts with a year 2000 tank top.
Exactly. There's a men's league softball team missing its catcher somewhere.
Yeah, they don't even stick him in right field. Just hang back here, and if you get tired, just coach third base.
Limp out behind the plate, and just you don't even have to crouch. It's softball. Who the hell are we kidding?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, anyway, the first thing that you can do to personally commemorate National Punctuation Day, and like I said, this is my favorite, is sleep late. I swear to God, that's actually on the
list. I'm
going to
do that. I did. Yes! I slept late today.
Another one for you? Take a long bath or shower, which you,
you know what?
Lurch.
Yeah.
definitely is a must. Anyway,
it's been a couple of weeks.
I'm due for a bubble bath tonight.
Flies are lucky.
Bath? Room for two.
Yeah.
Keep in mind.
Exclamation point.
Keep in mind, this is down in Kentucky, where
wow. Andy, two so times, Ohio and Kentucky, right. And I don't think we've deliberately taken aim at Canada, but I mean, it's implied.
It's Canada. Hello.
Yeah. Now the next one, go out for a cup of coffee or a bagel or two, and it's because that's completely different than any other day.
What's the next one, Andy?
Read a newspaper and circle all the punctuation errors you find or think you find.
Damn it!
But aren't sure.
I gotta read a newspaper.
With a red pen.
I forgot. Red? I
don't usually have a red. I like gel pens, pink, lime green,
like,
you know.
Silver ones.
Yeah, they're cute.
The ones with the sparkles?
Yeah, they're cute. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it says, or the ones you think you find but aren't sure, because we know literacy isn't exactly paramount.
Well, that, you know what? You don't know. You circle it, and then you look at it on the internet.
There you go. Find somebody else who's smarter than you to help.
Absolutely.
Anyway, take leisurely stroll, paying close attention to the store signs with incorrectly punctuated words.
It's a little chilly.
Stop in those stores to correct the owners. Yeah, they're going to love that.
Yes. Hey! Hey, you!
Your thong, or your thigh is mispunctuated, sir. I'd appreciate it if you'd fix that.
Yeah, if you could insert an A in the middle of that, I'd appreciate it.
You put your
None of us can talk today.
Visit a bookstore and purchase a copy of Struck in White's The Elements of Style.
Did he just plug his friend's book? Because there's no way that's a popular book.
It's an actual book.
Anyway, look
Struck
up all the
in White?
No. The book is called The Elements of Style.
Yeah, I know, but there's no way that's like a popular book that's going to help you with spelling.
Yeah,
is it really?
It is a grammar book.
I assumed it was his buddy, Jim Rubin, who had written a book that was published at a
English
local binder.
If you take English 101 and 102 in college, you should know this.
What class?
English.
I didn't take him.
It was written by Joe Bob Strunk and Petey White, his two drinking buddies.
Listen,
no, I don't know.
Listen, Lurch, I don't appreciate that laugh. I was in honors college before they kicked me out twice.
That's right.
So I didn't actually have to take English 101.
Yeah, whatever.
So anyway, look up all the words that you circled.
Twice.
Morons. Congratulate yourself on becoming a better written communicator.
Lurch, me. Lurch, come here.
Come here. Congratulations on becoming a better
community. Hug it out, guys. Come on.
Congratulate yourself.
Member. Yourself?
Yourself. Right. Hug yourself. Self hugs.
Everybody, you're listening right now, give yourself a self hug for being a better community member.
Anyway, the last ones are go home, sit down, write an error-free letter to a friend, take a nap. It's been a long day. National Punctuation Day.
For this
ladies
guy,
and gentlemen.
For this guy, it had been a long day.
Oh, gosh.
In the books.
Oh.
If by have a cup of coffee or two, you meant drink early and beat your wife, Jeff Rubin's all over it.
It's pretty sad.
Hope this guy's not a listener.
Ah, he ain't a
listener. You gotta admit,
we have
though,
80, Lurch, okay? Yeah.
Did you ever think that someone like that would create anything half as important other than like 15 illegitimate kids with no teeth?
Yeah, no, I didn't even think he'd produce children. Look at the guy. Who'd have sex with that?
Well,
it's like looking at Lurch, but fat.
Oh.
There's a big problem here. There's one mic, and it's so weird and awkward every time. You know what I'm saying?
No, you came out of the blue with that. Please
I know,
explain.
It's like, we need two mics.
I know we
you
do.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. This is a bummer. That thing sucks.
There's not even the one that works.
The mic situation's bad. In the last few weeks, Andy's been bad at it. Now, we've avoided calling
us,
you out today. But, Andy, again,
you're looking at it like this. Just because you talk out of the left side of your mouth doesn't mean it picks up very good.
I've been turning my head today. Anyway,
that's what she said.
You turn your head at the back of the mic.
For more information about punctuation, contact Jeff Rubin.
Oh, they don't even have a website? Do they have a website? He has a National Punctuation Day email. You know, that's begging for an Angel Fire website. Because he's not paying for domain space. You must be nuts.
I don't know what that means.
Angel Fire? Wow, Lurch, really?
Excuse me.
Just
at least I didn't do it in the mic.
That's a good point.
Thing, yeah.
So happy national. Wow. Happy National Punctuation Day.
Apostrophe
S to everybody. To everybody out there listening.
My favorite of the punctuation marks, the colon.
Double entendre or?
I don't know.
Mine's the perineum.
There it is.
Oh.
Bringing it back.
Lurch, this is a perfect time to bring up your idea. You brought this up to me a few days ago about some new show merchandise, which there's zero chance it's going to happen. But tell me what your idea was.
Okay, just making t-shirts with like a logo on it, and then maybe putting like something on the back.
You know,
like,
we're putting woof. Woof. That's why I thought about it.
Yeah, I was just thinking that same
put
thing.
Put woof on the... I believe there's three people who'd buy those shirts. And I believe we are all in the company of those three people.
I don't know the other.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I don't know. I know of at least two that would get one.
But
I don't
if
know.
You guys like that idea, email us and we'll look into it.
Yeah, if you don't, also email us so we can stop the Lurch stupid idea train. Yeah. It's been gaining momentum
we're
lately.
Interview next week.
We need to
interview.
Derail that.
Because earlier, about an hour ago, I was texted by Lurch saying, is it too late to get an interview? What the hell, Lurch? Should I open a phone book? What do I do?
You effers don't want to get on the phone ever. Let's call somebody.
No, I don't understand what we're going to do.
Yeah. Let's have a good thing to have someone with and not like a 10-minute like, hey, how you doing? And goodbye.
Yeah. Lurch, you actually told
that's
me
not what a radio
get them
show
on the
does.
Phone and ask them random questions.
We are a not radio show. Well, we are the best not podcast. Radio show in America.
Yeah, we really are. We're gaining
ground. This is what
happens.
We both try talking at the same time and we breathe into
and
each other's mouths.
We end up talking like that.
Not the worst thing you've done in each other's mouths.
And then we step out of the... What the hell was that?
Well, we need to focus on physical eyesight, gentlemen, all right? Let's not interrupt anymore. See? Just like that, Lurch.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Thank you, Andy. You see, you waited until I finished my sentence.
I try.
Lurch does not.
Anyway, we're the best non-radio show in America. You... Moving along.
I'm moving on. All right, we have a mini, just to try this thing out once, we have a mini incarnate of... a game idea we had, and it was my game idea of, now, is this firmly titled 15 sure. words or less?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's less. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Is that what we're deciding right now? Decision time on the title
game
of this
game?
Game? Yes.
Ooh.
15 words or less? 10 words or less? F your mother? I'm open to ideas here.
How about, I don't know.
10 words or less.
10, you think?
Let's do 10.
Making it hard. Hi-yo.
Yeah, whatever.
Making it difficult.
All right, let's do 15.
15 is a good number, I think. And if we need to adjust, we'll keep it 15 words or less because you can't ever change the name of a game.
Mm-mm.
But we'll just change the details. So.
Unless we come up with a better name.
15 words or less is the title of this game. And if for those who haven't heard, which if you haven't, you should because you all suck.
there you go.
That's how you get listeners, Andy. You tough talk the hell out of them.
Clearly,
okay.
That's what
this game, I developed it. I don't know why or how, but Andy today has brought in a news story. And before he got instruction, started highlighting 15 random words in the news story. But the idea is to summarize. I don't know what to do with this. The idea with this is to Andy will summarize the story in 15 words or less without a headline to Lurch and I. And Lurch and I's job will be, no matter the story content.
You should get Paul on the phone.
Paul, oh will his mother be in the area?
Paul and his mom.
Will his mom be
of
in the
course.
Area? We're not getting anybody on the goddamn phone, Lurch.
If you want to be on the phone, email us and tell us you want to be on the phone.
Sometime, but we're not just going to do our radio show or do our podcast when effing people are sitting on the phone line. That's weird.
Okay, let's do this.
Give up your stupid-ass pipe dream and move along from the stupid phone idea. Put the phone idea in the same goddamn box as your stupid interview idea. Send it out to sea with a goddamn stick of dynamite in it and blow it up.
Feelings.
What?
It hit my feelings.
That was a hell of a tirade.
I'm just kidding you, buddy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just kidding.
I don't really. Hurts is all bitter.
I love how when anger like resolves into like just physical abuse, throwing things at each other or snapping
often.
Each other with rubber bands.
It happens often. But, so that's what we're going to try here. Is Lurch, he just flipped me off. Andy has the story in hand. His 15-word summary, I presume, is good to go.
Are we talking words in order? Or can I just pick out random words?
Listen.
Oh, wait. No. Summarize
the
story. I got it. I can do it.
Lurch, can you believe that just happened?
Should I do this? I haven't read the article, but I'll do it.
You could probably wrap it up better than Andy's grasp these details.
I can do it.
Listen, who is your second grade school barn teacher?
I got it. School? school barn?
Well, yeah, because where he lived, they didn't have school houses. Yeah. It was a school barn where he was taught from
first. Hey, Kyle, he can do it. Let's do it.
Please, don't pick 15 random words.
All right.
All right, so Andy, two times, 15 words or less. Lurch, don't look at the story. 15 words or less about the story. Lurch and I will have however much time we decide to give ourselves to come up with a humorous headline, no matter the story content. Double murder, triple homicide, genocide, guy gets his leg stuck in a bear trap, whatever.
What about a simple car crash?
Make it funny.
It wasn't one of those, but I was just wondering. Okay.
Let's. I think we can all respect each other and not bring in simple car crash stories. Bring in something that there is novel
about
this story.
How about,
hit me.
How about this?
15 words or less, Andy, hit me.
How does this feel for your... Never mind.
okay, how does this feel for your... You
know. So there is... That's it. In Peru... Okay. In
Peru...
Ready?
I'll keep word count with my fingers.
Oh, my God. All right. In Peru... There was a rabies outbreak.
Whoa, whoa. You got to slow down.
I know. Okay.
In
Peru,
there was a rabies.
Yeah. Gosh. Outbreak.
That's two words.
35,000 bitten.
I don't even know how to do that. 35,000 bitten.
35. Just count it as a number.
No. Can't do it. It's cheating.
That's one. Okay. 20 killed.
Good. Anytime you can make death funny, it's good for the podcast.
Well, maybe he should just pick the main words that we're looking for because I am not going to remember what he just said. Because he's like,
in Peru.
In Peru.
Rabies outbreak.
Rabies outbreak. 35,000. 3,500. 3,500 affected, 20 killed. How do you not remember? It's bitten. 11 words.
Bitten.
20 bitten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vampire bats.
You said killed. Didn't he say killed?
20 killed.
20 killed.
3,500
bitten. Okay.
Vampire bats.
So 3,500 were bitten by vampire bats.
Yes.
Or 20 was were bitten. 20
killed.
3,500 bitten.
All right.
This is. I told you.
I have one.
Listen, coming in before today, yesterday and today, I just told these guys I have trepidation because I can't do this. I'm trying to think right now.
I have one.
I got one.
Hang on.
You got one?
Can I say mine?
I don't want it to give me an idea and then have it not be legitimate, you know? Like, I don't want to just poach yours.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll wait.
Oh, the pressure's on.
Mine another second thought here.
The pressure is on. Okay. 3,500.
Right. 20 killed.
All right.
I don't have one right now.
I'm going to say... Twilight premiere goes insanely well.
Mine was kind of like that.
I was thinking Twilight. Yeah. Immediately, I was thinking Twilight.
Mine was, what was it, something along the police search local Hot Topics and middle schools in vampire outbreak.
That's a headline?
Rabies outbreak, yeah.
Christ, take the whole front page, why don't
you? 15, 20 words or less. That's not bad.
Here we go. I think I might have one.
All right, if it involves Twilight, you're going to get kicked in the nuts.
Damn it. No, I was thinking Twilight before. Well, then I don't have one.
All right, what is it?
Nope, you're not hearing it.
Oh, come on.
Nope, not hearing it. Moving on.
I was just joking. We're not moving on until you just tell us.
Come on. Come on, buddy.
Just tell us.
Come on, buddy.
Okay. Peruvian Twilight slays 20.
That wasn't bad.
You're going to get kicked in the nuts.
And here it comes. Well, for the first time out,
it was
horrible.
It was incredible. It's incredibly difficult. I told you I was nervous yesterday. I thought of it, the game idea, and I was still thinking about it. Like, you know what? That's pretty hard to do on the spot.
Just got a havesy.
You know what? I heard a really good one the other day. There was somebody talking about Paris Hilton, and they said, Paris Hilton sentenced to probation. Looks like she's really going to need, or for cocaine possession.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she's really going to need to keep her nose clean.
See? Oh, look at that!
And that was actually on, like, it wasn't a show. It was like a break, like a news break. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
More like pun-like?
Ish, yes.
You can do either puns or, you know, like the example we gave last week was one-legged man outruns the cops. He really had a leg up on the cops.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. We need to find stories with abnormalities. And if you have them, go ahead and send them to the asktheinterns@gmail.com account. And the rule will be for us three, first person to open it,
deletes it.
All right. Don't leave it there. Don't do any of that nonsense. Don't even bring it up to the other two people. That's yours. So if you have any funny stories, don't give us the headline ideas.
Right.
That'll be our job. If you have any funny stories or stories with abnormalities like we're talking about, send those to the Gmail account. We'll use those in the future game. Might bring you on the phone for the game for 2 minutes so we can do 14 minutes of dialing, have you on for one segment like Lurch just wanted to do.
Right.
So that'll be good.
Right. Cooperation Lurch is in the studio today.
You're really going to get kicked in the balls.
He's very bitter today.
It's a heavy.
I was picked on as a child.
Oh, so it's a little bit of a complex.
Like you.
Oh,
there it is.
It's the beard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you racist.
You're intimidating.
You're racist.
What does beard have to do with anything?
Hey, beards are people too.
That's true.
Don't call me racist.
We have
some of my best friends.
The MO's already there, Lurch.
Stephen Lynch. Nice.
Okay, let's do more inside.
Here we got another story here.
No. While we're on the topic of the beard, let's get this thing out of the way. I saved this last night for the sake of today because I can't stand it right now. It's itching.
It's itching.
And on the top
stash?
Of the lip. Yeah.
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 The sides itching?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah, like right here.
You get past that. It's all right. Just give it a little.
That's my beard. That's my beard.
There's mine.
That's Andy's. But no, I posted on the Facebook a side by side, like I said, of the two that I'm considering, and I would love to hear people's input as to what beard and what I will do because all the ladies really want to see my beard.
Yeah,
and they want to see how hot I look.
That's very true.
I'll post a picture of me with the beard on the Facebook here today, and I would love to take recommendations as to what to do with it. Now, recommendations of neck beard will be ignored.
Yeah.
Recommendations of mutton chops will be acknowledged, also ignored.
I have an idea.
Lurch, what's your recommendation?
General Burnside.
Not familiar.
All right. You keep the mutton chops and the mustache.
Nice.
Cut the bottom.
But you got like what I got where you got the little
side, it's a little thin.
The mouth isn't going to grow
a little
in.
Thin
get
on the
over
stash.
It,
yeah.
You pussy.
It could work, well, Andy. Don't shoot it in the foot right now.
Hair. One of my buddies got extra credit for doing that in high school.
That sounds like a fantastic school.
Like that.
That sounds like a great school.
Yeah. Rich people.
Yeah, it's Richtown. Richtown. Yeah, that's what. That's how you get grades in Richtown. Yeah. You don't even have to read.
No.
They just, you know, they pamper
what
you.
What is reading?
Yeah, they didn't have textbooks. That's why they had so much money to pump into athletics.
So true.
Never got textbooks.
Everything you've said has been true.
So go ahead and find it there on the Facebook and let me know what I should do with this thing. Note that I don't. We can post Andy's too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're willing to style yours in the shape of.
You know, I don't mind taking suggestions. I don't mind having the patchy beard off.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you can tell us, hey, be honest.
Yeah.
If it looks terrible, say it.
Yeah. I don't like not having it.
Summarize that one more time.
That
was
like
one of your most incomplete thoughts I have ever heard.
Nope. Erase that.
Yep. Nope. Thoughts gone.
Yeah.
You don't like being beardless.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good look for me.
Now,
I don't
anybody
have many good looks at all, and I got to hold on to the one I have. Yeah.
I'm going to preface this right now.
Yeah.
Anybody who recommends a chin straps getting immediately blocked. I'm not 13.
No.
All right. I don't have an affliction
it
T-shirt.
Looks good though.
Yeah. Lurch says that because he can't grow in anything anyway. 3 weeks later, he's got like fuzz for a chin
magic
strap.
Marker. Yeah. Brown magic marker just squiggled in.
How did you know?
I'm not 13, and I also don't have an undersized affliction T-shirt, so the chin strap is not going to work.
I don't think NSYNC is looking for backup dancers.
And if you're listening right now and you have a chin strap, know that you look like a douche.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get rid of it. Either grow up and grow a full beard or just go lurch-like and go facial hairless. Not a bad thing, Lurch. Not insulting.
No.
Lurch got his keys. He's
go.
Booking it.
Good job.
Not a jab, Lurch.
It was a jab.
Not really.
I wish it
all
was.
Right, whatever.
Well, hang on. Should we
What's
go on to Durr?
Oh, yeah.
Or Vito?
Vito.
No. All right. Well, we'll just mention Lurch sent me a link or texted me a link for website Lurch.
I got it from Paul and his mom.
Paul and his mother.
Yeah.
God, they love the same things.
Yeah.
It's weird. Lurch, what is it? Give us, let me know what you
sent
me.
It's don'tevenreply.com.
Mm-hmm.
This guy like goes to random Craigslist ads and he replies to them and he like just goes into like these rants and just crazy things talking to people. And
what the, I mean, it's the conversations you like to read in a book.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they are.
It's funny.
The one I read, his most popular, one of the newest, was about a person wanting a plasma for less than $500. And he got into this long conversation about getting it there. There's another one about how he was going to get a refrigerator.
Yeah.
From a person. And the guy said, I will deliver it for an extra $50. And he says his name's Mike, but he also acknowledges his real name isn't Mike.
Yeah.
On the website. And he says, okay, well, I need it on the 67th floor of my office building, and the cargo elevator's broken.
Yeah.
And the guy gets all pissed off, and he said, why would you need a full-size fridge in your office? Well, I wanted to disguise it as a filing cabinet. And needless to say, it's pretty funny.
It's
blatant sarcasm, and it's very dry. If you like us, if you like Freebeer and Hot Wings, go ahead and check out don'tevenreply.com. The stories are funny. You can laugh for a little while.
Good plug. I like that plug right there.
Yeah. Too bad we're not being paid a dime.
No.
We just thought it was funny, and we thought other people would like it. So yeah. Go ahead and check that out.
I haven't been there myself. Just throwing it out there. I don't know if it's cool or not. It doesn't get the Andy 2x seal of approval. These two losers think it's cool, which I think is probably going to make it completely retarded.
You can't get over the 2 or 3 seconds of silence and then the, yeah, I've been there. Your last two interactions have been epic proportions, Andy.
All I'm saying is that it does not get the Fandango Rockwell seal of approval. I haven't been there yet. I can't tell you if it's cool or not.
Oh, man, woof. Woof indeed. Did you say wolf?
No, I was going to say woof indeed, so, and then you said it too.
Just randomly decided he had a video. And where are you going?
Oh, we're not doing that. I thought we were going to do the...
Why are we doing musical chairs?
We're going to do the in-studio musical chairs.
For what?
I don't know. I guess we don't have to.
Kyle, get over here.
No, all right. No, I'm coming over here.
No. Okay.
Lurch.
Yeah.
Go.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't even know.
It's cold out. Good God. All right. I'm not even going to touch the mic. All right. Anyway, so I got a video. For you guys to watch.
Are you going
to
post this on the Facebook
page? Yeah, why not?
We'll link it to the Facebook.
Now, what I would like you two to do...
Hey,
since,
Andy, you
what?
See how you're talking to a microphone?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I like it.
It's a whole lot easier when you got one, though. Yeah. Anyway...
No, this isn't hard at all. This is very
difficult. What I want you guys to do is narrate this, since you guys haven't seen this yet. And be sure to just go ahead and narrate along as it goes, okay?
Well, first of all, before we start... Let's
set it up.
The setting appears to be... a bodybuilding competition of some sorts.
Yes, correct.
Set at a local pub.
Well, yeah.
It looks like they have like a cardboard backdrop.
Bright red, too, is to get
there's
everyone's
an American
attention.
Flag, so there's gotta it's all be good.
An well, you know why? Because if there's one thing that signifies freedom, it's bodybuilding.
It's weightlifting.
And testosterone.
America.
It's Americans.
Steroids.
Beefy and kicking ass and lifting heavy things
Andy,
because
like
they're Americans.
Freedom!
Anyway. So
Revolutionary
this
War.
This is actually
Yankees.
So much random outbursts.
Damn the Redcoats! They're coming.
I'm done.
Okay, so what we got here is a female bodybuilder, and like I said, I want you guys to just give me a play by play. So I will even swing. I can even swing this over.
No, we're
okay.
We're good.
Ready?
I like Sharon.
Let's go. Maybe.
Can you hear us? Alright. Her arms up in the air. Praising Allah.
She's stretching.
She's spinning.
Is that puke?
Oh my God.
Let's go back again.
Oh no.
Because of the lag.
And reflux.
Oh, she threw up.
That is pure projectile vomit from lifting and straining.
She just pooped her pants.
I was going to say.
To her credit, she powered through the lift.
It was about 24-second clip, but
so
I think
no
the surprising projectile vomit was well worth it.
Oh my God.
That was,
Yeah.
So,
you know, like I said, to her credit, she got through the lift.
Surprise.
You guys ever seen that or heard about the one where the guy was lifting and his ass, like,
yeah, I think
explodes outwards?
Oh, no.
Like, yeah.
You hear those stories about, disgusting. Like, marathon runners who just don't feel like stopping.
It's so much weight, though, that you got to lift.
Mm-hmm. It's miserable.
A stupid amount of weight. One that I will never even think about even looking at, so.
You want to go back? In studio?
No, we're okay.
Chinese
we're good.
Fire drill?
Good.
Okay.
Fire drill once is more than enough.
All right.
I'm in charge of the mic right now.
Okay.
So here, do you want to do?
You want to talk?
Or should I do
my
this?
Shoulder?
I don't think we have anything. I mean,
well, I did do something that I totally forgot about last weekend. If we need something, I went camping.
Well,
yes,
outdoorsy Andy. I thought by camping you meant you just went home.
No. I
stop it.
I went up to beautiful Pentwater. In lovely Michigan.
Lovely area. Beautiful
area.
Gorgeous.
My best
America.
Friend.
Stunning.
Decided to call me up. Well, he didn't call me. His girlfriend called me out of the blue and invited me to the family get-together called Pig Fest, where you get to pig out. And he works at Shorts.
What?
Shorts Brewery up in Bel Air, another beautiful area.
Good beer.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic
beer.
Beer. Anyway, and so, yeah, he was able to bring some Chardonnays down, and we were...
Wine tasting?
Well, you know, beer. Beer tasting.
Chardonnays beer?
Yeah. I mean...
Have you ever heard that?
Nope.
Not literally Chardonnays. I mean, like, you know, like...
Oh, the classy beer.
Yeah, well, you know.
Could have just said it. That's okay.
I meant Chardonnay is code for we got tanked on booze and beer, and
good.
It was awesome. And we
hell
ate
yeah.
grilled food on a fire and ate it in, like, with our bare hands like men. And
they didn't even wear clothes.
No, that was the best part.
No clothes, no silverware.
The best thing was...
daydreaming right now.
Andy.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Andy and his friend's family just nude.
Bow.
Sitting around a fire with...
Eating food.
Finger foods
meat,
that normally aren't finger foods.
Ribs.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
That all, of course, preceded the family orgy later that
oh
night.
Oh, my
on the
God.
Corn on the cob.
My friends listen to this, so I'm sorry, guys. So,
emails with how the family orgy was.
That's horrible. So, anyway, yeah.
Wieners.
I had a blast.
It's hot dogs. Franks.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Yeah. So it was a blast anyway, but the only thing was it rained on Saturday really hard, and of course the tent flooded.
The only thing that was really hard. What up?
What up?
Bow, chicka wow wow. And
golden
so
showers.
The friggin' tent flooded, and of course it was only on my side, which God. Figures. Yeah.
I love camping so much.
Well, I do when
and
that doesn't happen.
It must be the comfortable sleeping.
Yeah.
The lack of hygiene.
Yeah.
Exactly. Those random smells. The company for hours at a time that all you have to do is talk to and can't ever get away from them, no matter how hard you try.
I don't know why everybody doesn't camp every weekend
exactly.
of the year.
I tried over the summer.
I went on a hayride. Yes.
Haunted hayride?
No, there was horses. It wasn't
no
ghosts.
Less haunted.
Yeah, well,
even those suck.
And it was during the day, and it was just around in a parking lot. But it was still fun. It was still a hayride. And, yeah. And then I got a plug also, kind of, this Saturday, which I was going to tell you about.
You did try to tell me.
You need to go to. I'm going.
Show.
Lurch wants to
concert.
Go.
Concert.
Show, yeah, at the Bob.
If you're listening in Grand Rapids.
Local area listeners. I think it's $5, $10 at the Bob. Anyway, Emily Craddett, one of our listeners of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend.
She is a listener.
Her and the girls from Centerville will be down at the Bob here this Saturday. And I'm telling you, me and Wiener will definitely be there. You're horrible.
What kind of music do they play?
Good homie.
Naked Country.
Party.
They play fiddles.
Party music. I don't know if they have fiddles or not.
Naked Country.
Andy doesn't put the microphone in his hand.
Well, you're making a paper airplane, Lurch.
I'm listening at the same time.
Well, I took the microphone because you're not contributing anyway.
I'm contributing as much as I possibly can.
Worst plug ever. Centerville.
Centerville. I thought you meant Centerville was the town she was from.
No, she's from Greenville.
Lurch, I'm going to take this to make
all the
plug.
Girls are from Greenville.
You're listening in the Grand Rapids area or anywhere near Grand Rapids. Go ahead and go to the Bob downtown. What floor?
About 10 o'clock. This Saturday, the 25th. I don't know
places.
What floor. I don't know.
All right, go to the Bob.
Go in there and listen for the live music at around 10.
Go to the Bob, 10 o'clock Saturday.
Right
pay
on.
Your cover. Go in. Emily Credit and the women from the band Centerville will be playing Naked Country and party
that's
music.
Horrible. And Wiener will be there, hammered. I will be there.
Yeah, if you see us, come on up to us. Just look for the handsome beards.
Yeah, exactly. And
if I can sneak in, I'll do it.
Why? You're 21.
24, actually.
He's busy.
Yeah.
Lurch might be busy.
Yeah.
He'll be busy tomorrow.
Wiener will be wearing Michigan State Spartans gear, and I will be wearing a shirt that fits 15 sizes too big. So it will be really easy to find us.
I'll be wearing Andy two times.
There you go. As a man suit.
Beautiful.
God.
Beautiful. All right.
Well, anyway.
Well, you know what? I guess I could talk about this because it's open for ridicule.
No, we're at 40 minutes. We better cut it.
All right, cut it.
I'm just joking.
Nope, got it. 2 weeks in a row, we'll just cut the stuff.
2 weeks in a row, you're going to have a hissy fit.
Last week, if you recall, was my choice not to talk about anything.
It's true. I kept offering, but wouldn't have any.
I'm going to move back.
Okay,
like,
ready, go?
Lurch is making me angry.
Hey, they're moving around and high-fiving everywhere. And I'm throwing cups at Andy two times.
He's like, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Family Guy's portrayal of, what's the guy's name, Randy Williams? Who just makes music based on whatever is happening
Randy
next
Newman.
To him.
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. Yeah. And now she's picking an apple off the tree, takes a bite. Another bite. That's Lurch's form of music. Lurch, stop picking the wrapper.
That's how I like to sing.
It's the only way to sing.
Maybe we'll do an impression sometime.
You will not hear that if you go listen to the Naked Country in Centerville.
That's horrible. It's not in Centerville.
Of Centerville, I meant.
Not that either.
Emily Craddett. Emily Craddett, you're a valued listener.
She listens and she's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a jackass.
I don't sound like a jackass. I plugged the shit out of that show.
No.
All right?
That is true. That
She's
was
got
good.
Like eight other listeners.
Can we get another one up top?
What's up?
I love it.
Up top. Lurch, you're behind. No. This, I guess the only reason I'm going to bring this up is because it's open to ridicule. There's a couple things about this type of the fall season that is... What are you laughing for?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
All right, I'll move on. that make me a giddy young man. Okay, one is the fall TV season.
Football.
That too, but that's separate.
Mm.
You know,
chicken wings
and chicken wings. Don't know where it's coming in, but yeah, chicken wings too.
Football and chicken wings, bro.
Chicken wings are all year for me. All right, chicken wings aren't seasonal. Okay, Lurch.
Might be an appetizer, but it's not seasonal.
But okay, and like I said, the reason I bring this up is because the new fall TV season for me feels like Christmas Junior.
Yes.
I add crazy amounts of new television shows to my DVR schedule and to my regular nightly viewing. Just to summarize, Monday, I DVR'd and watched 7 shows.
Good God, man.
And that included, I think, 2 or 3 sitcoms.
I was
and then
say, are these 30-minute shows? Or are we talking like
it's a combo,
45,
man.
Yeah?
Hawaii 5-0, Chase, The Event, Chuck,
the Detroit Office. 187.
That's Love Thursday. Chuck. We're talking about Monday.
187.
Detroit 187 is Tuesday. I DVR'd that. I'm not even to that yet. I haven't even gotten to Tuesday yet, Andy. And it's
Boardwalk
Friday.
Boardwalk Empire.
Wait, and that's sitting
amazing.
There too.
Amazing.
I want.
That's sitting there too. But like Wednesday, just new shows and old shows. I think collectively, I probably watch. More than 20 hours of TV a week. Not that I watch it all, you know, because a lot of it's DVR'd and I'll either give the show the hook after an episode or obviously skip through commercials.
Right, Buzz, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know that there's many people who watch as much TV that aren't paid to do so. Like the TV Guide personnel, you know, and Entertainment Weekly and whatever.
Yeah, I'm big on getting the series. Like I don't have a DVR, but I'll go and I'll like rent the series, and my OCD, like I don't have much OCD, but my one compulsion is if I'm going to watch a series, it must be in order.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I cannot miss anything. Like, I will sit and I will watch it straight through, good to go, and I'm working my way through Deadwood.
Yep.
Working on Sons of Anarchy.
Highly recommended.
Yeah.
You like those type of shows. Mm-hmm. One show you'd like? Mm-hmm. Justified.
Yo, yeah, is that the one with the guy from, was he on Deadwood?
It is with the guy.
Yeah.
It is with the guy indeed.
Yeah, the guy from
Deadwood. How about you over there? You look in the zone.
I like turtles.
Lurch, do you watch anything?
Dude, I watch so much TV, but.
Are you serious?
Not as much as you guys, probably.
You're serious, though?
Well, I don't watch Deadwood and Grip. I like.
Well, no, because that's canceled.
I like Pawn Stars. You guys ever seen that
show? Oh, you're into the reality.
I like that kind of stuff.
You're into the job reality type stuff.
Like,
you and producer Steve both.
Mm-hmm. Like Futurama. You know,
okay.
The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
NBC shows.
They're the comedies.
Mad Men. Big fan of Mad Men.
Never watched it. I tell you what, watched like half an episode. I was bored off of my rocker.
Like it a lot, man.
I know it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I just don't have
what
the
says, yeah.
I just don't have the dedication to it.
That's fine.
But anyway.
Catch it from the beginning.
So, yeah, I mean, any show recommendations, go ahead and post those to our Facebook. I mean, I'd love to hear them. I doubt you're going to have seen it, and I haven't. But I'm serious. Name a show that's come out this season.
Do it, Andy. It's, do it.
Whoa, Andy has the look of his face like he's giving oral to Lurch.
Can I?
It was good. Real good.
What the hell?
Is Boardwalk Empire on Hulu?
No. Yeah. Not at all.
Yep.
No, it's not. Was that going somewhere, Andy? No, or
I would watch it then.
Nope, not on Hulu, buddy.
Ah! Dude, come over to my house. We'll hang out.
All right.
Yeah, we'll all hang.
You're not invited.
Dang it!
Every time I invite you, you shoot me down.
It's because you invite me at 7:30. Like, hey, I'll come to my house right now. Jesus, Lurch. I got to be up at 5 tomorrow for work. Whatever, bitch. You didn't want you to come anyway. That is exactly how every one of our text interactions
and then
go.
It's like, fine, Andy's coming with me anyways. Didn't want you.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly the way it went.
And then Andy doesn't end up coming. And I'm...
You guys didn't? I thought you went and saw the movie together because I know we were going to have dual movie corner this week.
I invited him an hour before we went.
And then you didn't go to town?
Yeah. He was doing something else then.
Yeah, I told one of my...
Whatever, other... Andy. What a big time.
I know.
Loser.
Not like I have other friends to hang out with either.
But another thing that is open to ridicule, but... October is probably my favorite month of the year.
I like fall.
Yeah, I love fall.
Fall's
love
not it. A month, but I like fall.
Love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Probably I don't know why. The whole season of Halloween.
Yeah.
I go to about 7 haunted houses, 5 to 7 haunted houses a year.
You're intense.
I do it, man. I do it hard.
You want to do it?
Have you found any good ones yet?
Yeah.
Like scary ones?
I like them all. Well, here's the thing. There's a reason I don't go with people like you. Okay? And I know it's already you just by what you just said.
What?
Your doucher who goes there. Whatever. Scared. Yeah, he's an actor. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Scary clown. Whatever, man. Just leave me alone. Oh, no. Yeah, you popped out of a wall. Real good one. You're the guy
yeah.
I hate.
Can I say this? This is totally related. For a period of a short time, one weekend, I worked at Cedar Point.
The Hollow Weekend!
At the Hollow Weekend, and I was a guy that ran around in the outfit and the mask and freaked the crap out of
people. Are you serious?
Yeah, and let me tell you, it was the most fun job.
That's got to be awesome.
I ever had, man. It
it's also
got to
be
weekend.
Awesome when Dickface Lurch over.
But I know what
ooh,
you're talking
real
about.
Real chainsaw.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Where a tough guy goes through with his crowd of girls, and he's like, "Oh, let me poke your mask because I'm sweet."
Where did you gather that though? Because it's exactly right.
The one thing you said, which was, "Have you found any scary ones yet?"
Yeah. Well, no, because all of them are freaking not scary.
What should they do to you?
I want them to like. I don't know. I don't even care.
What do you need? What do you need for a haunted house to
be
good?
I want something to actually pop out at me, you know? I don't want to... Because you know when you go through tunnels and crap, you know, you're like, okay, there's going to be a guy right there, so I'm already ready for frightening.
I tried that too.
I'm done.
But I don't understand.
I'm spent.
Bring out the frightening!
But why can't you just sit back and say, you know what? It's not real. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let it go. You go to a movie, don't you? And do you get...
I don't go to movies.
Do you get pissed off when a movie's like, yeah, like that's really going to happen. Like he's going to slide in the ground and shoot a guy in the leg.
He falls asleep halfway through anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm beginning to hate you even more. Why can't you just go in there and say, I'm going to suspend belief for a little while. I'm just going to have fun, relax, and just let myself be scared.
I'm going to enjoy my $15 donut hole insider and walk through
Why
this.
Can't you do that? Lurch, I'm looking at you. Why can't you do that?
I don't
know. No, because this is a problem for me. Because I'm a guy who loves haunted houses.
Yeah, you're the opposite end of the
spectrum.
I
like haunted houses too, but they
no, you don't.
Scary.
You're a dick. You're a haunted house dick. You're a haunted house douche.
You're a haunted house snob.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That
I think
is exactly
I said
right.
Haunted house snob.
Haunted house.
But you're the problem with the people like us who just want to go have
it's
fun.
It's Lurch beating day here on a little.
It is not.
Topic.
Quit. You're
I'm
not
done.
Getting a pity party. You're not going to get a pity party on
okay,
the email.
Okay, we never go to a haunted house together. Then
let's do
how
it.
About,
I'm, no,
no,
because
I'd
people like
you
need to be corrected.
I'm going to kill you
and shown
house.
The correct way you're just to have people. Fun for crying. Am I wrong?
You know, you need to dispense reality for a brief moment, and you need
of
to enjoy
of course
life.
The clown with a knife isn't going to stab you in the face.
No, and they're not going to touch you because they can't.
Yeah.
You got a cold.
Lurch, Andy, let's continue the show.
Yeah, all right. I'm over here.
So Andy and I are going to have to go on a haunted house trip here before a little off topic. So
that would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I love them. And if you're the type of cool guy who will go there and just, you know, oh, no, I jumped. I hope nobody saw me. I sure hope nobody saw my manly self. Just get scared.
Meanwhile, me and Wiener will be giggling and cackling like little girls.
That's
and...
what I do, man. When I get nervous, yeah. It's like, oh, no.
I was so scared.
That's Wiener, yeah.
But I have 7 on the docket this year, man.
Good God.
It's going to be a packed October. Here, yeah. There's a ton of them. Yeah, yeah. I drive, the last few years, I drive 90 minutes. To get to one. It's in down in Indiana, Michigan border, Niles.
Oh yeah.
It's a carnival. It's like a carnival setting with haunted houses all over the place. It's fantastic.
I'm down for that.
You're not invited.
It's Halloween Town.
Yeah. Yeah. The Disney movie reference from 1998. Yes. I love it.
I just ran into the movie store and they had it on there and I never seen it, but yeah.
No, but serious. I mean, anybody who's with me here, because you piss me off just looking at you now.
You have you have touched a nerve.
I'm just kidding you, buddy.
I gotta blow my nose.
If you're a person who, why do you do that? I mean, just let us know why you do that. Why you have to be that guy who's gonna try to ruin it for everybody else. Yeah, that's real. Yeah, whatever.
You know what you're going into, honestly.
Yeah. You paid $20, $15, whatever.
It's people. You know it's people. You know you're really not gonna get hurt. Well, just go with it.
Let us know why you do. If you're that guy, you owe us an email or a Facebook post. Yeah. You owe it to us.
And you owe it to yourself.
You also owe it to the tip jar. Ask the interns at podomatic.com.
A little off topic. At facebook.com or something.
Andy's banging Stephanie.
Andy is indeed still boning Stephanie. Hopefully next week we'll actually formulate one of our games we talked about.
Well, maybe. Or maybe it'll go horribly wrong like this week.
Don't hold your breath. Look for updates on Facebook. Search for us there, asktheinterns@gmail.com. Let us know. I believe that is all we got for this week. It's been a long one, but it's been a good one. Lurch is going to go lick his wounds.
Yes.
See you next week, everybody.
Later, Movie gang. Phone Joe out.
Movie Phone Joe, Rotten Tomato Stand for Fandango Rockwell. Woof.